This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from an Office of Management and Budget official in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump Saturday. Mark Sandy, a career officer with the OMB, complied with a congressional subpoena to appear after three other Trump administration appointees had refused to testify. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration played on millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine.
I'm not going to go into what he testified to, but this investigation is most importantly about $391 million in taxpayer dollars that was leveraged to ask the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political opponent.
Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina said Sandy did not help the Democrats' case.
That the assumptions that Democrats have made and certainly the allegations that they have made have not been supported by the witnesses' testimony here today.
Whether President Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate his political rivals in exchange for releasing millions of dollars of military aid is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. Fires blazed on the doorstep of Hong Kong Polytechnic University's entrance into the early hours Sunday as protesters hurled gasoline bombs and police fired volleys of tear gas in some of the most dramatic scenes in more than 5 months of protests. Thousands of students and activists have blocked the entrance to five universities in the city. They've stockpiled gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. Hours earlier Saturday, squads of Chinese People's Liberation Army soldiers emerged from their barracks to help clear debris that has blocked some key roads in the city for days. This is